Pope Francis kind of rocked the world when he decided to have his first Holy Thursday Mass in a juvenile detention center. And during that Mass, he washed and kissed the feet of these juvenile delinquents. A few weeks, maybe a month ago, there was a wonderful picture again of Pope Francis, who was hugging and kissing on the side of his head this man whose head and face was severely disfigured. Part of Pope Francis's popularity is linked to his willingness to reach out to those who may seem to be or feel unclean and unloved. Pope Francis is walking in the footsteps of Jesus Christ because today's gospel tells us that Christ came so that there would be good joy for all people. And today's gospel shows that this was right at the beginning of Christ's life. I say this because one of the first public announcements of Christ coming into the world is given to shepherds. That's what we heard about in today's gospel. Now, shepherds were despised by many people of their day because they could not keep up with the detailed ceremonial laws. So, in a sense, they were always, or most of the time, ritualistically unclean. Additionally, because they were following their flocks wherever they could go, they couldn't keep up with many of the religious obligations that they would have. So because of their occupation, because of what they did, the shepherds were at odds with many people of their peers, and as a result, many saw them as being unclean and unlovable. Yet, it was to these unclean and unlovable people that God reveals himself to at his birth. Now, what makes this a little more interesting is that these weren't ordinary shepherds. Every day in the temple, which would be in the backdrop of Christ's birth, there was an offering made once in the morning and once in the evening. And the offering in that time was an unblemished lamb. Now, to make sure that there was always an unblemished lamb to be offered, the temple authorities had their own flocks and their own shepherds. Now, these flocks and shepherds would have been in and around the temple where Christ was born in the outskirts of it. So it's most likely that these very shepherds were the ones who were tending the lambs that would be offered in the temple. So it's kind of beautiful to think that these men who spent their lives preparing these lambs, these unblemished lambs, would be the first to hear about this new Lamb of God, this new Lamb of God who would take away the sins of the world. So we can see at one of the first public announcements of Christ coming into the world, Christ is reaching out to those that some may say were unclean and unlovable, and saying, no, all can be made clean. All can be made lovable through me. I have the ability to bring that to the world. Now, while I was taught this reality from my youth, at times I felt unclean and unlovable because of my actions. I blamed God, the Good Shepherd, for my actions, but I was the one who was the lost sheep. I was the one who was that prodigal son. Today I realize, like that poster with the footprints. Ever seen that one? You awake? Okay, good. For those of you who haven't seen that one, there's two footprints, then it goes to one and back to two. And basically what it says is, when you were not able to, I carried you. And today I see that. I see those times when I was straying and I thought God was outside of my life. God was there. I could never have continued on the journey if God wasn't the one who was carrying me. Then I remember one day when my life got to this point where I was like, something's got to change. I remember kneeling at my bed. I was in college. I remember kneeling at my bed and just making a very simple prayer. And it was, God, help me. But it was a serious prayer and a very deep prayer. Because from that time in my life, I came to see that God was helping me. But now I was saying yes to God, saying yes to God's grace, saying, yes, God, I will allow you to help me. I will allow you to help me to see where I am to go. So the good news that these angels are proclaiming to the shepherds in today's gospel, I allowed to proclaim to myself as well. I said, yes, I want that healing part of God in my life. So we're here at the midnight mass. Christmas tends to bring people of all sorts of levels of Catholicism out. And I know at times some people who might feel distant from the church kind of come back, sort of that inkling. I'm now at that point where I have friends who've been gone for the church a long time will say, you know, I went to Mass at Christmas. I was like, really? You haven't gone in 20 years. Like, why now? But the Spirit moves when the Spirit moves. So if you're here tonight and you might feel distant from God, you might feel unclean or unlovable, you're in the right place. This is your home. This is where you will find that God who will say, no, you are clean. You are lovable. In fact, I came into the world just for you. I came so that you can be brought into that right relationship with me. So Pope Francis is a wonderful model of love, to express that love for all people that we encounter. But Pope Francis's love pales in comparison to the love that our God has for us. So this Christmas, allow that love to come into your life. Offer that love to others, because that is how we will radically transform ourselves and the world that we live in. So those angels announce to the shepherds that God's glory has come for all. Accept that glory, accept that love, and share it then with others.